what we found when we first put our group together is, you know, where do you start? When somebody says performance management and improved performance management, if you went around the room and asked different people, they all have different impressions of what that is. It could be a scorecard. It could be a piece of software. It could be, you know, organizational aspects. And we really found that it's a very comprehensive problem. And so what our organization, what our group worked towards is, let's come up with a sort of a universal way to look at this. So it's not specific to government. It's not specific to commercial corporations. But it's a way to look at an organization around common foundational elements. And then since all organizations work at different sort of levels of performance, we ended up coming up with a maturity model, because we're not prescribing that every organization performs the same or has the same priorities. But it became a two-dimensional way of us to look at what are the factors that affect performance, and what would be a common way of looking at levels of maturity. So even though you're correct, it sounds like a big animal, but when you think it through, it really gives you sort of a common foundation or framework to start from.
So, Derek, describe what's in here. As I was reading it, it's almost like a step-by-step approach about how to do this effectively.
That's right. In fact, we've actually created a step-by-step approach to implementing the framework. And there's really four components of our approach. And the first one is understanding performance management in terms of what we call enablers. And we've identified 12 enablers that we feel all organizations, whether it's public sector, private industry, should be paying attention to in terms of performance management.
And without going into all 12, describe what enablers are.
A group of processes or methodologies that help to contribute towards successful performance execution. I'll just give you a couple of examples that may not be as obvious. So an obvious one would be strategic management. But something that may not be quite as obvious would be innovation management and knowledge management. So we feel that that list that we've come up with of 12 is all-encompassing, and that all organizations should look at that. The next part, and maybe, you know, Ward, you take over in terms of the maturity levels.
Yeah, the maturity levels. So Derek described the first dimension of the matrix, which are the 12 enablers, which are the foundational elements that organizations have. The maturity levels really become what is a very simplistic way that we can describe levels of performance. And we've looked at several different models, and we came up with a four-level model where level one is rudimentary, where a typical organization has a very non-systematic way of doing something. Level two is established, where something is performed in a stable, repetitive way. Level three is the effective level, which means not only are we stable and repetitive, but we're getting internally efficient in how we do it. We get better at how we do it internally. And then level four is adaptive, which means I'm not just doing it internally efficiently, I'm effective in how I result with my customers or stakeholders or population.
That's sort of the performance management holy grail is that fourth level.
Yes.
Yeah. The third part of this is where you identify essentially categories for improvement.
The one thing that I think our team identified and I think is a very valuable takeaway is that there's a difference between organizational performance and then initiatives you take on to fix them. Because some organizations will say, well, I'm going to inculcate Lean Six Sigma throughout my organization and that will solve everything. And Lean Six Sigma is a very effective technique that you can apply, and I'm certified green belt, but it has a time and a place, and it is something you apply, you use it, and the underlying performance of the organization should adapt and improve.
And the final section of this is recognizing your organization's capability to change, essentially by focusing on these performance initiatives.
That's right. And one of the things that became quite clear to us is that we were looking at, as Ward said, the improvement techniques. And there's quite a large list of different techniques that companies can look at to help to improve or close the gap in enabler maturity. We condensed those down into a group of nine categories. But what we saw was that organizations often were not very successful in terms of implementing new initiatives. And at the same time as we were completing our research in this area, another interest group had been looking at change. And we took some of their concepts and applied that within our framework. So we call it change capability. And really, we want organizations to actually stop and not go charging off and implementing new techniques until they've ascertained that they do have the capability to change and therefore the capability to have successful implementation.